One of the main reasons why Klal Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim was the original sin of Adam HaRishon. Because of the Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon took upon himself 130 years of abstention from relations with Chava, separating from his wife. During that time, there were Shadim and Ruchais that caused different types of Pegama Bris by Adam HaRishon. This is why when Yaakov Avinu meets Paroi, the Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu lived 130 years out of Egypt, 17 years in Egypt. When he meets Paroi for the first time and Paroi says to him, "How you doing?" He says, "My life has been me'at veroim, short and terrible." That doesn't sound like a breslov chassid. What kind of thing is that? So the Arizal explains that he was saying, referring to the fact that those first 130 years, he was involved in battling and being misaken those 130 years of Adam HaRishon. That's also why Klal Yisrael had to go through major tikkunim in those years in Egypt. And the Arizal shows that therefore, these next parshios, starting from Shmois through Mishpatim in regular years, and in a leap year like this year, it continues through Truma Tetzaveh. It's called Shoivovim Tat. Shoivovim makes up the first letters of Shmois, Vo'era, Boi, Beshalach, Yisroi, Mishpatim. And on a leap year, also Truma Tetzaveh. It continues over there. So when we read about the suffering that the Jews went through in Egypt, that this is a major time for us to participate in the tikkun that the Jews were trying to accomplish during those years in Mitzrayim, which wasn't completed. It wasn't really completed. And the ways that we participate, there are different avoidos of Shoivovim. There are special slichos that are said in one of the days of Shoivovim. In Breslov, the custom is to do it on Thursday morning, usually. Unless Rosh Chodesh comes out on that day, then it's changed to a different day. There's slichos for Shoivovim that are found in the back of some sidurim that have it, where we say those slichos before davening, before shachris. There are some people that fast one day during the weeks of Shoivovim, one day of each one of those weeks, or even fasting a half a day. And there's also a custom of not eating davar min achai, not eating something that comes from a living animal during one day of the week of these weeks of Shoivovim. These are some of the customs. And again, it's a special time to focus on tshuva, especially tikkun abris. If possible, a person should try to be better in saying tikkun akloli. Those that don't say it every day, to say tikkun akloli more regularly, to be stronger in mikveh, all of those things that are associated, related to Tikkun HaBris.